Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Well, hey there, boys and girls. How you doing? Not exactly sure how you found this unmitigated disaster of a radio program, but welcome, kids. From San Francisco, California, this is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number for those of you scoring at home, or if you're listening to this show, more than likely, you are all by yourself. 202-456-1414. That's the White House. I'm sure you're going to want to be dropping them a line beginning January 20th. Just a tip, they do have caller ID. And how bad... how bad are the 49ers? Cereal. And by the way, I'm a personal chauffeur and fashion consultant, the great Cabby, a Navy vet. For the first time in 14 years, I get to brag just a little bit. My Black Knights of the Hudson, they took care of the midshipmen.
You do understand I hate officers, so I...
They're not officers yet. They're plebes.
Oh.
They're not officers yet.
Oh.
Until they get their commission upon graduation... They still have to come to parade rest to an E3 or above. E3 or above.
I wasn't an enlisted man. I worked for a living.
Yeah, right. We know better. But I say, how bad are the Niners? I mean, okay, you're up. I mean, the Jets are horrible. That's I'll tell you, we have our NFL expert, the great Bruce Kessinger, not to be confused with Don Kessinger, the power hitter that he was throughout his career. We're going to be getting to him. Like I said, my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby, he is here.
The one thing that game needs is an expert analysis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was wrong with this game?
And some methadone.
Yeah, exactly.
1-800-878-7529, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. 49 square miles surrounded by reality, as the late Paul Kantner of the Jefferson Airplane so eloquently referred to it as. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
J-E-T-S, just end the season. How is it possible that somebody made the Jets look good?
Undefeated quarterback.
I mean, how?
He's 1-0.
I mean, if you told, I didn't even know who the quarterback for the Jets was. If you told me it was like Richard Todd, I would have been like, oh, okay, sure. I would have been like, okay.
Brett Favre.
Yeah. I'm serious. I mean, if you told me that, I'd be like, yeah, sure, why not? I had no idea. And of course, a little Bruce in the background, a Freehold, New Jersey native. Of course, the Jets play in Rutherford. And the reason we're doing the Bruce thing here is a namesake thing. He is our NFL expert joining us here on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I don't know if he's an expert so much, but he was dumb enough to answer the phone when we called him.
Well, he's from Berkeley. That's good enough for me.
The People's Republic of Berkeley.
Yes. The People's Republic.
He is the great Bruce Kessinger joining us
there
here.
There you go.
Joining us on Sports Overnight America. Hey, bud, how's it going?
Picture mediocrity yourself.
Emotionally, I'm mediocre. How is it possible that somebody actually made the Niners or the Jets look good? I didn't think that was possible. I'm serious. I mean, at one point it was 17-3 as at halftime. I'm thinking, you know what? I mean, the Niners had been up before, but it was against some fairly decent teams who were capable of scoring 14 points. They're doing this against the Jets. I thought this game was over.
First quarter. Yeah.
You know, I mean, but it's the Niners.
Yeah, and you knew in the back of your mind.
Evidently, Mr. I want to make all final roster decisions, Trent Baalke, the only GM in all of football who does that, evidently his ass is on the chopping block big time.
That's what the rumor is.
I love rumors.
I got a weird one. The third string guy, he looks so great in the preseason. You know, you had a bomb with the first two guys. Chris Ponder, the ex-Viking guy.
He probably doesn't want to go in. I remember, this is no joke. This is no joke.
A couple
back in 1965, the Boston Red Sox had an outfielder named George Frazier. And he went up to, I forgot who the manager, I think the manager was Johnny Pesky. He went up to, he said, either bench me or trade me. And I think that's a Ponder's thinking right now. Don't, yeah. Please don't let me go out there.
I really thought Minnesota would make a run for him. Just because he knew their system. You know, he wasn't.
Well, he was, but he was one of the, he was, you know, I, this question come up before about sort of the bum draft where everybody needed quarterbacks, but there were no good ones, and that was Ponder, Gabbert, Geno Smith, and I can't even remember the other.
Pryor,
Jake Locker. You know, there was a bunch of.
You know, and you got to keep in mind, no joke, Blaine Gabbert coming out of Missouri, and I thought he was. Yeah. He looked good at Missouri, but the Carolina Panthers literally. At the last minute, they still hadn't decided between he and Cam Newton as their first pick. That's true. I mean, they were literally down to like the last minute, and they finally went with Newton.
The hell you say?
No, true story.
Yep.
That is true.
I believe it.
Why wouldn't I lie? Why would I lie?
It's well, good that, radio.
Yeah, something to do, yeah.
We use Twitter, Donald Trump, you know.
Oh, yep. Please don't get me started on that already. Don't.
No, go back to sports. Go back to sports.
Yeah, please, yeah. Please, yeah. Please. Please, let's go back there. We are talking to our NFL expert, the great Bruce Kessinger. He joins us here on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. The Cowboys streak, that is over. The Giants, you know, I got news for you. Why is it always that the Giants seem to be, you know, one of those teams that just, I mean, they won't go away. I mean, they're never great, and yet they win some. I mean,
who's
Eli,
the guy they got from the Rams, the defensive guy?
Janoris Jenkins.
Yeah. And you knew eventually the Cowboys had to lose. They weren't going to go, you know, undefeated for the rest of the season. But, I mean, combined, they lost two games to the Giants all season by a combined 5 points.
Yeah, but Giants are playing for their playoff lives. Dallas is.
But still, I mean,
yeah,
still.
You know, they're going for the bye, but that's not the same as your playoff
then,
life.
And, you know, the Dolphins, what little playoff hopes they had, they, you know,
they won.
No, Mr. Tannehill tore his ACL.
Oh.
That's what they're thinking. That's what happened, but he's not looking too good.
I hate when that for team to lose.
Oh, hallelujah! Chip Kelly may be able to go wherever he wants without having to quit his job because it looks like his ass is on the line as well. Isn't it nice?
Oh,
they're not reporting.
I was going to nominate you for the coach of the 49ers.
I mean, who could? I mean, yeah. I couldn't do any worse.
I swear. Just,
I said.
And first rule: put in Ponder.
Honest to God, I mean, this is.
Great press conference.
I'm looking at the playoff picture right now. The great Bruce Kessinger, by the way, he's our NFL expert joining us here on Sports Overnight America, along with my personal chauffeur and fashion consultant, the great Cabby.
A little punchy.
That's all right. You couldn't say anything any dumber than you normally do. That's true. Hey, what games jumped out at you this weekend, my friend?
Oh, God.
And if you say Cleveland-Cincinnati, I'm hanging up on you.
Yes.
No. Yeah. It snowed. Let's see. The Giants didn't
Denver?
Really jump
Maybe
out
the
of me.
Denver?
Because
yeah, I was like, how about Denver? How about Denver? I mean, Denver early on in the season, everyone was saying, you know, they didn't miss a beat. Now Denver is like, you know, those guys are scratching and crawling just to make the postseason right now.
Titans. I don't think they make it.
I mean, as they sit right now, they're the sixth seed at 8-5 in the as it sits now. But, of course, the Ravens are one game less than everybody else. They play on Monday night with the
Ravens
New England.
The Ravens are going to do it.
I hope to hell you. So the one team that's got me, I mean, the Giants, if it ended today, they'd be in. As would the 8-5, oh, my God, Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
which da-da-da-da.
Surprises the hell out of me right now. I just, but, you know, the one game.
They actually haven't for me. I've been riding them for a while.
You have?
Yes.
Been good. This has been good. I like Mike Evans a lot.
Why?
No, and I like Winston.
Just teasing.
Yeah, Winston's, you know, for what he lacks in the accurate, not precision, but he's definitely got the athleticism to, like, overcome that. So.
Another thing, too, though, I didn't expect that Atlanta to clobber the Rams that bad.
Oh, the Rams have quit. Yeah. The Rams have quit.
Hey, what about – I want to go back to Tampa. I was impressed with that Seattle game, holding them to 5, you know, and, like, that's, like, just something you lock in on. And now they're, like, defensively, like, stuffing it to everybody. They could be just gelling on D right at the right time.
Is this
really
the new no-name defense?
I don't know. I was kind of mad they got rid of Lovey, you know.
I was at first, but this seems to be the right move, sort of like getting rid of Martin Jackson for Steve Kerr.
I still think they did a dumb thing getting rid of, what's his name, Tony Dungy, for God's sakes.
Now he just pissed me off because he knows I'm a Mark Jackson fan.
Oh, he is? Okay. Yes. Just saying.
The team that Mark Jackson built and Steve Kerr stole.
Listen, I don't like preachers for coaches. Sorry.
Well, see, I loved Mark Jackson as a player.
Only if they preach defense.
See, I loved Mark Jackson as a player.
Because the Warriors never played defense before Jackson. Well, they did a little bit.
They did a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was looking. You know, I hate to say, God, I hate the Redskins, but they managed to pull it off against Philadelphia. But Kevin brought this up, really. The Tennessee Titans, for some reason, all of a sudden decided they're an actual NFL team, you know. And Denver, like I said, Denver started off great guns this year. Remember, we were saying, you know, they had missed a beat, you know, defense just like last year, and it just happened to be that Peyton Manning was the quarterback. Now, I mean, they have been struggling big time, and now I mean, Tennessee took care of them. If you look at the Denver Broncos right now, I mean, that's a, I'm not saying they're hurting, but I'm happy about it primarily because I can't stand John Elway. But you know, the Broncos could be only put up 10 points. And Marcus Mariota, he only had 88 yards passing. You know, Simeon had 320. How do you pass for 334 yards and only put up 10 points? How is that possible?
That's amazing. And by the way, John Elway is what they designed the logo from.
Horse face son of a bitch. I can't stand him. Oh God. Anyway, go ahead.
I wouldn't buy a used car from him.
But I'd like the Titans if they draft a couple of receivers next year. I mean, that backup behind DeMarco Murray is sort of like unsung, and he's only like a first year player. There's something there,
right? And Mariotti was hurt all last year, so this year, it's, you know, you just expected, you hoped he came in and just picked up a few, you know, got a little better, but he's actually, you know, developed way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of, you know, we were talking about teams I thought had given up or were just, you write them off. All of a sudden, the Green Bay Packers are the Green Bay Packers again. What the hell's up with that? I mean, they embarrassed Seattle.
But that's a cool division. Detroit, Minnesota, Pack, you know.
Yeah, just the old black and blue division. Remember, right. Remember the good old days.
Yeah, and I mean, Detroit keeps winning. Walker. You know, they should have fallen off the table. They would have, but nope.
When all of a sudden the Packers have an actual defense? You know, they have five interceptions against the Seahawks. Five?
Vikes definitely have a defense.
You know, I mean, how is that? I mean, what, the Packers just go to sleep for like 3 or 4 weeks and decide they're going to play football again?
They must have been thinking ahead.
To whom and toward what? Hey, we're talking to the great Bruce Kessinger. He is our NFL expert here on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left. In all seriousness, Dave, what jumped out at you? What team disappointed you the most, and what team surprised you in a positive way the most? And by the way, your Chargers suck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, they came back.
Buffalo disappointed me.
Man, I was thinking they were going to take care of Pittsburgh.
You know they. But they only lost by 6 in a game that they were
still
losing.
Still counts, though.
No, but 21-7, if you get 26-20, at least you...
Well, it was 27-20, by the way.
Right,
anyway,
but yeah. I mean, you did have a nice little, you know, follow-through at the end there. I mean, you didn't put it over the mark.
That was a garbage-time touchdown.
Right. Yeah. And now Rex Ryan's ass is on the block, too, they're saying.
No.
Yeah.
He should be. By the way, why is Rob Ryan anywhere?
Back in Oakland.
Your ride's here.
Two weeks in a row.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe it's his hair. I don't know. It might have something to do with it.
Well, no. Hasn't he been fired from every position and worn how many different sweaters? No,
look at Lane Kiffin. Check this out. How much do you think Lane Kiffin's making with Alabama as an assistant? Bruce?
I wouldn't.
I'm going to guess $2 million.
No. Yeah. $1.2 million. He's been offered a job at Florida Atlantic. Go Owls. I mean, where are they going to get the money? Well, first off, why? He's the worst head coach in since John Roush was the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, and we know how great that was. I mean,
I kind of liked him on the Raiders.
Ryan's and Matt Millen and Lane Kiffin, three people. First, how'd they get jobs in the first place? Secondly, how'd they keep them past 2 weeks? I'm being dead serious.
I know that Florida Atlantic is such a left turn.
Yeah, by the way, they are the second-ranked Owls in the country, right behind Temple's 24, Florida Atlantic's 120th, and Rice Owls are ranked 122, according to.
So Florida Atlantic is also the Owls?
Yes, that makes three Owls.
But I thought they were in your division. Aren't they in Atlantic 10, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
They weren't even in Division 1. Hi, Bruce, you there still?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, now, seriously, so the Buffalo Bills disappointed you. Who surprised you, literally, really surprised you in a positive way?
Minnesota, sort of.
Okay, that's terrible radio. They played Jacksonville. How could that be a surprise?
They won.
Yeah, okay,
I didn't expect Green Bay to blow Seattle out. I thought they could win the game. I didn't expect them to blow them out like that.
Carson Wentz looked pretty damn good against Washington. I mean, in a loss, but he looked pretty good for a while there.
How about Houston going into Indy and taking back first place?
No, that didn't surprise me.
Not a surprise. Okay.
Let's not look at the game that Indy had in Houston, where they were up like a ridiculous amount and they blew the lead. There was no question. Anybody in that division can lose to anybody in that division.
Except for Jacksonville. They could lose to everybody.
They could just lose everybody. And I wasn't surprised by the Giants.
I'm not surprised they won, but I knew it would be a close game, but 10-7, I didn't think it would be that low of a score.
I thought it should have been by more. I think the Giants actually should have won by 10.
The Patriots are still a six-and-a-half-point favorite in Foxborough, hosting my beloved Ravens, who are 7-5, technically out of the playoffs because they're one game behind.
Half a game.
Ravens will win.
Tom Brady has 19 TDs, one interception.
And one smoking hot
one.
Girlfriend.
One.
Yes.
Joe Flacco, 15 TDs, 11 interceptions on the air. Really, Blunt's just short of a top. Wow. You say just points straight up, New England and Ravens. What do you like?
I like the Ravens.
Hell yeah.
See, all right. Money line.
See that? Thank you very much.
Let it all hang out.
I got a bet with Cuddy. He's a big Pats fan, and I'm a Ravens fan. We're going for a burger at Sammy's on this one. Hey, Bruce, we're going to talk to you, Thursday night?
You bet.
Make sure you're this awake this at that time as well, okay?
You got it.
We'll do an update when we come back.
Monday.
Yes, I got it. The great Bruce Kessinger. He is our NFL expert. When he's awake or not drunk.
Yes.
We're going to do an update when we come back. I've got something I have to do at 40. I can't remember what the hell it is. I'll figure it out.
20 push-ups.
I got an announcement to make during the next segment as well about December 21st.
I'm fired.
The anniversary of the death of my father.
He'd
be so surprised. He'd be so proud of me. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live Series and XM Channel 93. Our thanks to Bruce Kessinger.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Why the hell do you live in Vermont?
Yeah, I got drafted by the Red Sox, and then I got traded to Montreal. And I have a halfway house between a bar in Montreal and a bar in Boston.
Townsend asked all the relevant questions, obviously.
I know he acted like he was mad. That's funny.
Man, I got this Bob Ryan. I got this Bob Ryan thing. Yeah, I got to do. And this thing is, I'm going to kill somebody. My computer is a piece of garbage. You know that, right?
I think they all are.
No, I'm serious. It really is. It's like the worst piece of crap in history. But, hold on. Here, let's see. Come on. Oh, God, this is nice. Miles Davis? Are you a Miles Davis guy?
Love it.
Miles.
More than the computer.
Honest to God. You know, if this thing wasn't so good at downloading porn.
Yes. No other use.
No, it has none. Yeah. All right, hold on. Here we go. Now you want to work for me. See, I got this Bob Ryan interview talking about Larry Bird that I have to do because they paid money for it.
Ooh.
And that's coming up at 40, but I have to get the update from the same computer. Of course, do they tell me that? No.
You think I can bump $20 from Larry Bird?
He wouldn't. Larry Bird's a tight ass.
No.
There we go. Now we're
not
set.
What I want to hear.
Yeah. Where's he from again?
Indiana.
Where do you go? Where do you go to school originally?
Indiana State.
No, he went to Indiana first, then transferred. He left school for a year.
And Indiana was the better basketball school. Huh?
Nobody even knew. Do you even know what the Indiana State? Do you even know what their school nickname is?
I don't say Hoosiers. I actually do. I can't think of. I'm mixing them up
the
with
the Sycamores.
What are, was St. Louis is the Red
the,
Bird?
The Pelicans.
Oh.
Billikens. Excuse me. St. Billikens.
Yeah, that's it.
They're the Billikens.
Yeah, they played Stanford.
Southern Illinois is the Salukis. That's a dog, right. By the way.
And that's a dog?
Yes.
Oh.
Vermont's the Catamounts. It's like a bobcat. Sorry. Anyway, this update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Like I said, Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe, he's coming up here in about 7.5 minutes. It's a little 11-minute interview, so we're going to give you another update and fool around more at the top of the hour. But this is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs. You go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code
baseball.
You're going to get a great deal from the Pro Hammer Bat. NFL Sunday night action. The 11-game winning streak for the boys. It's over. The Giants in a shootout win. 10-7, your final score there. Elsewhere in the NFL, Pittsburgh, I really thought Buffalo would do it at home, but Pittsburgh takes care of the Buffs. Your final score there was 27-20, although the Buffalo Bills cheerleaders do have the coolest nickname, the Jills.
Nice.
Just saying. Elsewhere, it was the Washington goes into Philly, spank up on the Eagles, 27-22. My brothers-in-law are miserable. I hate the Redskins because I can't stand Daniel Snyder because he's a horse's ass. Elsewhere, it was Tennessee at home, taking care of Denver, 13-10. I mean, Mariota throws for, no joke, like 330 yards and like no touchdowns. How is that even possible?
But he won.
He won. That's a Minnesota. Goes into Jacksonville and wins. Big shock there, 25-16, your final score there. Miami's Ryan Tannehill may have a blown out ACL, but they won the game. What do they say? A painful victory, as they call it.
Are they tied for the last wild card spot?
Right now they are, yes. 26-23 over the Cards. Elsewhere, Carolina beats up on your Thunderbolt and Lightning, 28-26.
Baseball season start?
We were so close, Cleveland. No, you weren't. Cincinnati sends the Cleveland Browns there now 0-13 after a 23-10 spanking. Elsewhere, Detroit 20-17 over Chicago in the old black and blue division meeting.
That was a good game.
Houston 22-17 over Indy at the Dome in Indianapolis. So the Giants, the Niners are up 14-0 in the first, 17-3 at half. They're up in the fourth. Yep. They let the Giants, the Jets, just end the season. And then The Niners lose their 12th in a row, extending their franchise record. An overtime loss to the Jets just ended the season, so we're now 4-9 after they proudly stomped their way out of Santa Clara.
Yep.
Santa Clara is down here, really. 23-17. Yep. Elsewhere, Atlanta squeaks by the Rams in L.A. 42-14. Green Bay is all of a sudden an NFL team again. 38-10 over Seattle. Tampa keeps on winning. They held New Orleans to 11 points. 16-11 your final there. And for those of you who missed the Thursday night game, Kansas City beat Oakland 21-13. Your Monday night game in Foxborough.
My
Ravens heading into New England to take on the Pats, who are 6.5-point favorites.
They don't cheat anymore, right? Or if they cheat now, they're not getting caught.
Do I have enough time to squeak in some NBA scores?
Do it.
We'll do it real quick. We'll do the NHL later. But NBA scores, real quick. Here we go. It was the Phillies won two in a row now, 97-69 over Detroit. Damn it, Oklahoma City beat my Celtics 99-96. The Dubs, 116-108 over Minnesota. Good ball game. New Orleans, 120-119 over Pahonix. That's the capital of Arizona. And the Lakers lose to the Knicks in L.A. Your final score, 118-112. Do we have time? Do we have time? We're going to college hoops or do you want to do an NHL?
NHL.
NHL scores. We sashay to the frozen ponds of the NHL. We do that here at San Francisco. We sashay from time to time. It was Anaheim 5-1 over Ottawa. Washington 3-0 over Vancouver. Elsewhere, Philly shuts out Detroit in overtime 1-0. Minnesota 3-1 over San Luis. The Rangers squeak by Jersey at Madison Square Garden 5-0. Your final score there. Colorado 3-1 over Toronto. Chicago 3-1 over Dallas. And winner for Winnipeg, 3-2. Over Winnipeg.
Those wily Canadians.
Exactly. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Marty Terrell and Ken Miller from Marty and Miller, ESPN 1490 in Des Moines. Talking a little Larry Bird with Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe. It's a short little interview. Cavi and I will be back. We'll do another update for you in just a little bit. Do some college hoops and make up some scores. We're good at that as well.
Are we going to play some hoops?
Sure, why not? Coming to you from San Francisco, California. Sirius and XM Channel 93. God help each and every one of you poor sons of bitches. This is Sports Overnight America.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah Acoustic or Rogue Electric Guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hi, this is Morty Trent along with Ken Miller. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, good for you, Marty.
On Sports Byline and SportsByline.com. Talking the world of sports, let's get Bob Ryan in here. Kenny, we'll do a quick little cleaning out the sports closet of Bob's mind for Sirius XM 93, the Sports Rush Channel, Sports Overnight America, American Forces Radio Network.
Hey, Bob, Marty, and Ken, thanks for coming on. It is Larry Bird's 60th birthday today, Bob. I saw a clip of his very first practice with the Celtics, trying to get him to compare himself to somebody else, that played before him, and boy, it's 1979 goes way, way back, Bob Ryan.
Yes, it does. And I had actually seen him play in college his junior year against Illinois State in an NIT game. So that was a little sneak preview, but nobody else in Boston hardly had ever seen him in person. He was on, because in Indiana State that year was only on television once during the whole regular season. That was late in the year against Wichita State. Larry got 49. But it is something. It's sobering. I did a column on him, talked to him when he was 50, and that flew by now this decade, and he's 60. And it's one of those great, unique players that there hasn't been anybody like him. I mean, and that's true of so many of the great ones. They have their own individual style and the memories that they create and effect they had on the game, and Larry certainly had his own personal stamp on the game.
Bob, I want to move away from Bird here, but yeah, it's hard to. I never thought Larry Bird would be 60, but I never thought Kenny and I would be together for 20 years, or would turn in our mid 50s. Bob, here's where I want to go with you, Bob. Klay Thompson, and only this can only happen in this modern era, where we are right now. They counted 11 dribbles that he put the ball to the floor the other night in putting 60 points on the board. He only dribbled the ball 11 times in three quarters. A prolific, Michael Jordan talked about it. Bird, speak of the devil, spoke about it. All great streak shooters have talked about it. An NBA shooter gets in the zone where they know before the ball leaves their hand where it's going. They're in that zone. Can you speak to that and the fact that he only put the ball on the floor 11 times?
Obviously, anyone who has ever played this game at any level, that would get your attention, of course. And it was an astonishing statistic. It reminded me, I had a friend I went to college with who hated Wilt Chamberlain. And he used to tell me that, he would count how many times Wilt dribbled during the game, and it was some minuscule number of times as evidence that he really wasn't a real basketball player. Well, that was nonsense, of course. All right, this brings to mind the phrase catch and shoot. This is the ultimate demonstration of catch and shoot. Ray Allen had a game like that. I bet there were games when Ray didn't put the ball on the floor too much. But 11 in a game in which you score 60 points, it's truly unimaginable. But obviously it's accurate. I don't doubt that the computation is correct. It just speaks to one thing: catch and shoot, catch and shoot, catch and shoot, catch and shoot, and that's it. And that's why his counterpart is so great, Curry, because he can do that, and he can get his own shot.
So many other things.
With dribbling equally well. But this is an amazing number, right? Catch and shoot, 11 dribbles.
That's unbelievable, Bob. That's a stat. I mean, I think that's an all-timer. I mean, no, there's no record book for it. But no,
we'll
seriously.
Never know.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
You know that you're not likely to ever see anything like that. Anybody who saw it, I wonder, do people in the course of the game, did any commentator, anyone in on the broadcast teams of either team take note of it? I wonder, and how it surfaced after the game fascinates me.
That's a great point. Bob, speaking of never see this, so we seldom see it, or maybe we do and we just don't notice. I'm referring to Dan Duquette and his assertion that the Orioles didn't sign Jose Bautista because the fan base doesn't like him. And I'm sure there's players like that, and he's had his riffs. I mean, certainly you can understand the Rangers wouldn't sign him, especially if Odor is going to still be on the roster. But I just have never seen a general manager publicly come out with, that's the reason we're not signing this free agent slugger. Our fan base doesn't like him.
Astonishing quote from an interesting man, Duquette. He is he's a different bird, and that floors me. Number one, there's better reasons not to sign Bautista. You know, I mean, but now, I think if you sign him, and that you really believe your fan base is inherently hostile at the moment, what you do is you bring him into a press conference wearing a white suit with a white hat, and you bring in Cal Ripken, and you have him put his arm around Cal, and have some fun with it, and it's over. So, but everyone's talking about this, guys, as you can imagine. I mean, imagine that a general manager would he couldn't be serious, but I heard the clip. I heard the voice say it.
Yeah.
And he didn't sound like he was kidding.
No, I don't think he is.
I mean, it was absolutely crazy.
That's a new one. But Duquette, he is a little different, but that's really different.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, did the Cubs address the exiting of Adrolis Chapman sufficiently? Wade Davis, Royal, straight up for Jorge Soler. You like that deal real quick?
Oh, boy. Yeah, although I jury's out on Soler. That's a did they address it fully? It's awful quick, you know. But I'm sure they've been doing their homework. So I'm not prepared for this question. So I'll be honest with you, this is news to me. So I'm really trying to get my thoughts together on the fly, like thinking, God, exactly what kind of year did Soler have? What is the new buzz on Soler? You know, because we do know what Wade Davis is. I'd say, though, on balance, it sounds like a fair trade for both sides.
I think it's a fair trade, Bob, but here's where I'll go with you. Davis had a forearm injury last year, guys.
He's still
yeah.
27
I know
saves.
He's been hurt. Yeah.
And 31.
Yeah, but you'd like to think they do their due diligence and, you know.
No, I understand.
And Soler's under club control, Bob, through 2020. So
which
that,
is why they did that.
That's
I agree. Yeah. Yep, I agree. Hey, Bob, can we break away from sports? I saw the trailer last night. You know, Casey Affleck is kind of, well, without a doubt, he's going to fall in the shadow of his brother Ben. Manchester by the Sea. A, have you seen the trailer, and what kind of buzz is that movie going to get? And I'm fascinated by Casey Affleck. I mean, this is a talented kid. I mean, I didn't realize this. And when your big brother is Ben, I'm assuming big brother Ben, you got a big shadow to crawl out from under. But I think Matt Damon directed this film, did he not? Do you know anything about it?
This movie is better live up to its hype because the hype's enormous. My wife saw it with my daughter yesterday. I have not seen it, but it's on my immediate to-do list. Casey Affleck, it's an assumption he'll get an Oscar nomination, and it won't be the only one out of that movie. It's really getting phenomenal buzz. And yes, that's all I can tell you. So, but it comes in with a big hype, and so far from what I heard, it's worth it. So I'm anxious
Bob,
to see it. But
help our audience both locally and nationally on serious Manchester by the Sea. I mean, we all know Manchester, New Hampshire, because like Des Moines, Iowa, it's, you know, you got the Iowa caucuses, you got the New Hampshire primaries. But this is kind of a hoity-toity town, North Shore. Help us understand Manchester by the Sea, if you could, real quick.
Well, it's interesting because there are kind of two minds up there. First of all, the real Manchester by the Sea is hyphenated, and the movie is town is not hyphenated. But if you look it up, it's a hyphenated Manchester hyphen by the Sea, all hyphens. You're right. It's a rich little community up in the North Shore and then Cape Ann area. Near Ipswich and so forth, and it is not that kind of a town. It's just a melancholy movie, and that's not a melancholy town. So they're happy to have the name out there. They don't want people to think that that's really the way they are. So yeah. They're kind of two minds by it. But yeah, you're right. We had a laugh when we found out that they had chosen that as a title and that kind of a dark story for a very rich town.
An amazing movie. Bob, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
See you, Bob.
Bob Ryan, Manchester by the Sea. Casey Affleck upstaging his brother Ben Kenny.
Our thanks to Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe, as well as Marty Terrell from Marty and Miller, ESPN 1490 in Des Moines. This is Sports Overnight America, boys and girls. 1-800-878-7529. That dead air was brought to you by Cavi.
That's right.
For no other reason, it's just something to do. This is Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
So how long do you usually make people your bitch?
The answer to your question, Kevin, no, it's Allison Janney from the West Wing. She's a sweetheart. I met her a couple of times living in D.C. They used to fly to Washington to shoot a lot of the outdoor scenes for the show West Wing. And I saw her a couple of times. She's funny as hell. She's like 6 foot one.
Oh.
She's like Christine McVie, who's 6 foot one.
I'm 6'2 and a half.
Same. Who else was six? Julia Child was your height.
Oh. Oh, yeah, she was huge.
She was saying, I'm a Boston girl. Real quick before we get to the update, coming up on, I think, the 21st, which is, if I'm not mistaken, that would be... a week this coming Wednesday? Ooh. Sounds about right.
10 days.
Yeah. I will be, as per usual as I am once a month, I will be on Vivid Radio, Sirius and XM Channel 415. It's the season room because that's our area code. This go-around, let's see, I've been on with Christy Canyon. I've been on with Katie Morgan. I've been on with Annie Cruz, amongst others, Monique Alexander. This time I'm going to be on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time on Channel 415 on Sirius and XM as well as VividRadio.com with Nikki Delano. I hope it's pronounced Delano, not Delano like in FDR. Yes. She is a native of Brooklyn and raised a strict Catholic in a Catholic school. But then again, so was I. But check this out. She was a teacher's pet and graduated from John Jay. That's a good school. A degree in criminal justice and a bachelor's in forensic psychology. With a minor's addiction studies in criminology. This is a smart chick. She was working as an office manager for a Bank of America, and then she decided, I want to get into porn. Now she's like a big deal.
But she can check me for weapons anytime she likes.
She identifies herself as bisexual. God bless America.
Oh.
And, let's see here.
I always love that because I can barely handle one woman.
She's been in Elle as well as Cosmopolitan magazine. And I'm going to be on her show. And then that very night on the 21st of December, the 5th anniversary of the death of my father, by the way, uh-huh. I'm sure he'd be so proud. She will be on yours truly show here on Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93 at 11:12.
Will she console you?
I'm kind of hoping so. Okay. Check this out. All right. I turned 21 a month after she was born. Sweet.
You're a lech.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Let's see. Moral degenerate. Damn, Skippy. She's been in the industry now 5 years. 5 years. 6 years this coming February.
Yeah, you know how you always say you like. You give me that one about if you had a horse, what would you, a racing horse?
Yeah, if you had a horse, and I've said this before, and I should put this up on Facebook. If you had a horse, congratulations, Cavi. You have a horse running in this year's Kentucky Derby, the first week, second Saturday in May, in Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Now you cannot do anything stupid because I won't. Yeah. But you can't. It can't be any reference to any child or a relative. You can't say okay. But you get. What would you name the horse?
Ooh. I am going to go with...
Okay, it's a male, by the way.
Skin Crawl.
See, that one, they wouldn't like... See, they have to approve it.
Yeah.
So, like, Secretariat was like the 20th name they picked. They got shot down. And the secretary actually, you know, the alarm went on Secretariat, and I think I picked. Yeah,
it's when they tried to move the Raiders. They got all the places get shot down.
Yeah. So, see, I know what one of two. Agawam. Which is a great name. Because there was a horse that called Omaha that won the Triple
Crown. But sure it hasn't been used?
It has not.
Oh.
Yeah, Agawam, which means the bend in the river, actually. That would be one. I think Low Spark would be a great name for a horse.
Hmm.
And I had one other one. I can't remember what it was off the top of my head. But
I trained a good one. It was a
Ashbury would be a great name for a horse.
They got to have that.
I'm just maybe not.
Hate Ashbury. Give it another name. Hate Ashbury.
You know, Ashbury, I think it would be a great name for a horse.
How about Hate with the H-A-T-E?
Well, no, it's funny. But for a while, they used to nickname the Hate Ashbury. They call it the Hashbury. But they would kind of shoot that down. But no, I would go with Agawam.
Yeah. Last time I checked the Hate, they were Ku Klux Klan was...
The KKK was handing out leaflets in the Hate.
Recruiting stoners.
That'd be like people handing out free medical marijuana cards in front of the Mormon church in Mormon headquarters in Utah.
did you hear about how the Ku Klux Klan disavows that they're white supremacists?
Oh, yeah.
But they're still full-blown crystal meth freaks and dealers. So.
Honest to God. Well, we
that
were.
Part they haven't given up.
I'll tell you, we only got time for the college basketball scores right now, and it's brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight to the minors. Youth leagues, they only even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code
baseball,
get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. No particular order, your top 25. Kentucky takes care of Hofstra. They're in Long Island, by the way, 96-73. Yeah. Florida State takes care of number 21, Florida, 83-78. Woohoo, North Carolina. They had a bitch of a time, number 7 against Tennessee, 73-71. Number 24, Oregon, 65-56 over Alabama. Number 12, St. Mary's, California. They take care of UC Irvine, 84-53. This update poor brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code baseball. You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. News next. This is Sports Sword in America.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
If you are traveling in the Midwest, it may be a good time to stay home.
Winter weather is creating chaos on air travel in Chicago as a storm moves to the east. More than 1,300 flights have been canceled today at O'Hare and Midway airports. That's nearly half of all arrivals and departures. Forecasters were saying the Windy City could get as much as a foot of snow from the storm.
Reporter Chris Bales. Some parts of New England may see 2 feet of snow and bitter cold.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse.
President-elect Donald Trump dismissing reports that the CIA concluded Russia hacked the presidential campaign. Trump says he thinks he knows who did it.
Democrats are putting it out because they suffered one of the greatest defeats in the history of politics in this country.
Still, other Republicans are urging Trump to look into the matter. Senator John McCain and House Democrat Chuck Schumer say they plan an investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Trump continues to promise consequences for companies who offshore jobs. He says it is too easy to move jobs out of the U.S.
We're going to have to impose a major tax on companies that leave, build their product, and think they're going to sell it right through our border.
He's not yet specifically saying what he will do, but
if you move your plant or factory and you want to sell back into our country, you fire all your people, there are going to be consequences for that.
He's also defending his method of extricating himself from his own business interests in the U.S. and leaving them to his children and executives already in place. Critics say it's not enough, but Trump says he has lost interest in his own business dealings.
I'm not going to have anything to do with the management of the company. You know, when you sell real estate, that's not like going out and selling a stock. I'm going to have nothing to do with it. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care about it anymore.
In-depth analysis of the news on the web at westernjournalism.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
More now on a GOP senator promising hearings into claims about Russia's meddling in the presidential election. We have the story from USA's Chris Barnes.
I have no doubt that the Russians were involved.
Senate Republican John McCain reacting to claims from the CIA and other intelligence agencies that Russia was behind the hacking of Democratic and Republican emails.
Whether they were intended to help Donald Trump or not, I do not know. That has to be the subject of overall hearings that we're going to have on the Armed Services Committee.
In a statement, the Donald Trump transition team blasts that CIA claim that Russia helped influence the election in his favor. The statement mocking the agency, saying, quote, "These are the same people who said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction." I'm Chris Barnes.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake is making another go at allowing Dreamers, people who were brought into the country illegally as children, to stay in the U.S. rather than being deported. Flake says if President-elect Trump overturns President Obama's executive orders, Dreamers should not be booted out.
They're contributing to society. Some of them have graduated and are working. Some of them have entered the military and have been discharged honorably. Those are the kind of people we want here.
At the same time, Flake wants to speed up the deportation of illegal aliens with criminal records. At the box office, a third week in a row for Disney's Moana at number one, Office Christmas Party in second place, and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in third. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
To the strains of the theme from the Old Grey Whistle Test. BBC Two out of the Shepherd's Bush Studios, 1971 through 1988. Annie Nightingale, Whispering Bob Harris. Hands down, the greatest music show in television history. I guess Ready, Steady, Go would be second. That'd be my guess. Yeah. And did you know Dave Clark, of the Dave Clark Five, he actually owns the rights to Ready, Steady, Go? I mean, this is a cat who was smart with his money.
Yeah, he's made his comeback, but then broke his hip or something.
Dave Clark, I don't know.
Yeah,
no, he was sad.
Dave Clark's, and that's one of those bands that, first off, you know, that was one of the great bands of all time. Secondly, this is not a band that had one of those sad innings that everyone went broke. Those guys did, you know, especially Dave Clark himself. He did really, really well for himself.
Yeah, they were real big buddies with like Paul Schaefer and Letterman. He was making his comeback tour, and then he broke his hip and couldn't do it anymore. Ended up a bunch of fundraisers.
Later this hour, at 40 past the hour, Marty Terrell and Ken Miller from Marty and Miller are going to be back. They're going to be talking with Dave Kaplan. He's from Comcast Chicago and ESPN 1000. That's in Chicago. Boom.
Wow.
Talking about the resignation of, and I know this was on the front page here in San Francisco, of Ray Giacoletti at Drake University. That's in Iowa, by the way. Also, the Royals trade with, between the Cubs with Wade and Jorge Soler.
Fowler went to St. Louis. Oh, that's kind of interesting. A little payback for Hayward, though. Now, Hayward's contract, what do you think of that? Is it
I wouldn't want to pay it.
Yes. What are the Cubs going to do?
I don't know. They print money. Chicago's another town. They printed money for years. They got lucky last year. My Red Sox are...
winning 7-6 in 12 innings is not luck.
The Red Sox, by the Cubs are at 7-2. The Red Sox are at 7-1 to win the 2017 World Series.
Yeah, it was...
The Gigantes are 12-1.
Ooh, where's my money? But loan me $100.
I still kicked myself in 2013. Stood right in the sports betting book at the Hard Rock Casino, and I had $100 in my hand at 26-1, and I was like... And someone called me on my cell phone. I forgot to go back, and they won it 26-1. If we come back, we're taking your calls. 1-800-878-7529, Sirius and XM Channel 93. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America.
Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I am brave. Roller coasters, love them. Scary movies, I've seen Ghostbusters like 7 times. I regularly drive through neighborhoods that have only recently been gentrified. So yeah, I'm pretty much not afraid of anything.
Ah, the Stones. One of two tunes that I know of, Cabby, that mentions San Jose, California.
Nice.
The other one being, of course,
Dionne Warwick.
All right.
With her psychic pop.
Of course, ripped his joint from Exile.
First side.
Exile on Main Street. Great album.
There's like 4 songs in a row, with this one is the 4th one. All were hits.
Happy's
the second half.
Yeah, there was not. Tumbling Dice.
Yep.
Was on this?
Not Down the Line. That's on the side 4. The other one.
Yeah, it'll come to it.
Yeah. I'm going to go listen to the album after we're done.
Right. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Later this hour, like I said, Dave Kaplan from Comcast Chicago, he will be joining us. By the way, Eckersley was traded from the Red Sox to the Cubs for Bill Buckner.
Nice. How did that work out?
Worked out well for both, actually.
Oh, so the Cubs, then he went to the A's.
Correct.
Anything on how he got to the A's?
His
free agent?
I think it was free agent, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
there's,
yeah.
He goes to the A's, really?
Or, well, the A's,
I mean, I love
the,
it.
You have to remember, when the A's won their in those three straight World Series, they're like one of the highest paid teams in baseball.
Right, but he was there before that little rise to the top, wasn't he?
I don't know. I can check on that. But yeah. First, before we do that, it's Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. One of our favorite callers in this or any other known planet, 1-800-878-7529. This guy, he's from Denver.
Yep.
He loves his Nuggets. He loves his Broncos. But when they suck, he will say he's not like you know, Showtime.
Like me.
Yeah, not like you. Yep. Don in Denver, welcome to Sports Overnight. Really, 10 points against really against Tennessee.
Yeah, you know what, Jerry? Usually you figure, you score your defense only gives up 13 points, and give up a. You shut them out in the second half. You figure that'd be enough to win a football game, but it took them such a.
That only happens. That only happens if you're the Niners and you get shut out in the second half.
Yeah.
God.
And I don't think it's a quarterback play because I thought, considering the Broncos can't run the football at all. I mean, they proved that 2 weeks ago against the Chiefs. I mean, Trevor Siemian got sacked 6 times in that game against Kansas City, and. Threw for well over 300 yards, and he lost to Kansas City.
He threw over 300. He threw for over 300 yards in this one. He only put up 10 points. How is that possible?
I'll tell you what, Jerry. Well, when you're bad on third down conversions and you can't,
that's like hitting 40 home runs over the course of a season and driving in 70.
I think the AFC West is a different animal because I really believe that the winner of that division can take out New England. Kansas City right now, they're in the driver's seat. They win out, they're in. But, they got a game against Denver and the Chargers. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't think, the Patriots game is coming up Sunday. I would tell you what, if Gronk wasn't playing, I don't think the Broncos would have much of a chance, but I still think that the Patriots are beatable. They're vulnerable coming off the show.
They have to get past my beloved Ravens on Monday night still.
And the Ravens always play you guys tough. The Ravens, your boys always play the Patriots tough, Jerry, so
damn skippy.
That'll be an interesting game.
And I believe people really have no gauge mechanism for defenses.
Here's the other thing people tend to forget.
Yeah.
The last game of the year on New Year's Day for your Broncos, you're hosting Oakland. That's going to be a big game.
Beyond big. It's like that.
Oh, sure.
Right. This is basically the playoffs for the AFC West has already started.
I couldn't agree more because,
except for San Diego.
Well, you got to think about it. They got 3 games.
Thanks.
Patriots at home, and then they got the Chiefs on Christmas night, and then, of course, like you said, the Raiders on New Year's Day. And I think they went 2 out of those 3. They finished 10-6.
Well, this coming Christmas night will be the 45th anniversary of the longest game ever played, the AFC divisional game between Miami and Kansas City, where Hall of Famer Jan Senerud missed like 3 field goals in both overtimes. But Ed Podolak, I think he still has the record for the most combined total yards in a game. He was a rookie that year. I think he had like 320 yards combined total yards between returns and running. That was like one of the great. He was a rookie too, and a double overtime Christmas night loss between Miami and Kansas City. What a great game that was. I remember I was a little kid watching that. It lasted forever. Anyway, keep going, Don.
I was just going to say Ed Podolak, Jerry, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time, but I remember him for running back for the Chiefs. But, I'll tell you what, guys, it's just, it's wide open, I think, right now, coming out as the AFC goes right now, because I think, Kansas City is, I know a lot of people don't like Alex Smith as a quarterback, but I think that when they, it's funny, last year the Broncos were making all the plays defensively. Some people said they were lucky, but right now, this year, it's just the opposite. So, they had the Kansas City Chiefs game wrapped up with about 3 minutes left, and the Chiefs went down the field, won in overtime, and won it tied in regulation, won in overtime. So I don't know, but I just don't think the Broncos. I mean, the Broncos ran the ball 9 times for 18 yards. I mean, that's pathetic.
You're talking about Alex Smith.
Yeah.
I hear the newsflash for
just
you.
Just tee off the quarterback.
One of the dumbest things the Niners ever did was getting. If you asked Jim Harbaugh 2 years ago. And they were taking their swan song. Do you wish you had Alex Smith back and asked for an honest answer in a close? He would have said, hell, in a second, he would have said yes.
I'm not going to go Trent Dilfer, but I do believe that Alex Smith, if the Chiefs, let's just say they go.
Alex Smith's better. He's a better quarterback.
Alex
than Trent
Smith
Dilfer.
Will not lose a game.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
he's,
it'll but, be
no,
for some other reason if Kansas City loses in the.
But he's a better quarterback than Trent Dilfer. Well, do you remember Dilfer was a first round pick, too.
No, but Alex Smith is not going to give the garbage interception out there.
Right, because he doesn't throw it far enough to attempt the opportunity. Anyway, Don, so.
Strategy.
10 points. Yeah, defend that against it. And don't say the Titans' defense has gotten good, because it's not.
Yeah, and the credit. Marcus Mariota was playing as good as any football as any quarterback in the league coming into this game. They had the bye week, obviously, but I thought defensively, like I said, the Broncos did it defensively did a good job as you could hope on Marcus Mariota. But like I said, the defense gives up 13 points. You figure that's enough to win, but I think obviously the Broncos just don't have a. They've been lacking offensive line play. Even going back to last year, of course, but I really think it shows that guys how much they miss C.J. Anderson because I think,
you know, real quick, you were talking about defense. Yeah. If you had told me that Tampa was only going to score 16 points against New Orleans, I would have thought there was no chance in hell that they were. They held New Orleans. Yeah. New Orleans has no defense, but Tampa's defense held New Orleans to 11 points.
And Seattle to 5.
And Seattle, what the hell's going on? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. Could walk into here in this room in full uniform, and I wouldn't recognize any of them.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Jerry. And another,
Cabby was on Tampa early on too.
Yeah. Well, that's because I love him from the 70s.
I'll tell you what, guys. Though, real quick, the Lions. I mean, are quietly. What did they win? 7 out of 8 out of 9. I mean,
and they keep winning. Right? They should have fallen off the table somewhere.
Can you imagine if Johnson didn't retire?
Hey, I got to ask, there was a rumor in that Denver game. Did the defensive coordinator point to the scoreboard when they showed the Denver score and said, that's the only 10 I see?
Yeah, there was some brawls going on in that game, too. Some cheap shots. You got to love
that. Love that.
Well, it was defensive back that went after Chris Harris's legs. And, of course, that set Keith Tlaib off. And, some of his post-game comments is that, probably get fined for, but that when they both got.
That's how Tannehill got hit low. Tannehill got hit low, and they said he may have blown out his ACL. It's not good for
myself. I would only go after elderly parents in the stands.
There you go. See, that was one of the dumbest things you said tonight.
Thank
you. And
you
said,
and I've said so many.
Yeah.
How are your Nuggets doing, my friend?
Top 10.
Well, you know what? Jerry, they're finishing up a road trip tomorrow. They're 2-3 right now.
That'd be Monday night.
They did beat the Magic on. They need to beat the Magic Sunday night. They play the Mavericks tomorrow on the road to close out the road trip. They beat them. They'll finish 3-3, which isn't bad. The Nuggets haven't really been able to stay healthy so far this year. They're 9-15. I believe they're 9-15 right now. 9-15. But the problem with the Nuggets is they can't finish out at home. They're 3-7. Attendance has been down. They got a young team, obviously, and they're just kind of navigating. They're trying to keep their head above water, Jerry, right now. But I don't know. I think a trade still. They've talked about making a trade for the last couple of years.
Bring back David Thompson, Dan Issel, Bobby Jones, T.R. Dunn, and George McGinnis, and Doug Moe.
You forgot Alex. Hey, Jerry, you forgot Alex English.
Well, he came around after David Thompson.
I don't know, Jerry, they did play together for a little while. English, it was English, Randall, and
didn't English start with the Spurs?
No, I think he started with the Bucks.
It's the Cubs.
Then I think he went to the. Now you guys can look this up. I think he started with the Bucks. Then I think he went to the Pacers. Then I think the Nuggets traded him for him. Jerry, you got a really good memory with a lot of things, but I think they traded him for George Johnson. No, George Johnson. I think played for a little bit together, but you guys can look it up. I think he was in a dunk contest against Darnell Hellman in 76, 77, something like that, and. I think Nuggets were his third team, and I think he closed out his career with the Mavericks.
The one thing I remember about Thompson was, and it was just, what's his name, just beat it with 34 points in the first quarter. I remember Thompson scored 33 in a quarter. It was like the last game.
Yeah, there was a 73-point game, right? The 78 season, 77.
That was George Gervin scored 68 that same day as well. I remember that.
Yeah, that was some great times, great memories. Obviously, we're talking a generation ago. And of course,
inside ball.
And of course, Thompson played in what is arguably the greatest college game ever, the ACC final between NC State and Maryland back in 74. They went into overtime. The entire regulation, not one turnover. Not one.
Both sides.
Jerry, you're bringing up David Thompson. David Thompson probably is the greatest Nugget player of all time. And, going back to with Carmelo, I can't agree with what Phil Jackson said, you guys. Like he said recently, that Carmelo's a ball hog. Carmelo, look this up, but guys. But Carmelo's got what, one triple double in his entire career. Mm. He could be a better player, but he just focuses mainly on scoring.
People tend to forget Thompson was only like 6'4".
Did he infer ball hog?
Yeah,
is that what? Does he cover the Avalanche for us or no?
Don, we got to get running here, but give me a call during the week, okay?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Appreciate the time. You guys take care. Great talking with you.
I love him. Don in Denver. He's one of my favorites.
But no hockey, huh?
Aww. No, he's not. He's not into the hockey thing.
That's one of my most hated teams.
The Avs? The Quebec Nordiques?
Oh, don't even get me started.
Come back. We're going to do an update, boys and girl.
Send them back to Canada.
16 minutes from now. David Kaplan from Comcast Chicago talking with Marty Terrell and Ken Miller from ESPN 1490 in Des Moines. This is Sports Overnight America.
And they all sang together. It's a reefer day, you want some mindless. It's a reefer day, you want a blast. It's a reefer day, you want some mindless. Thanks for your company and thanks for the grass.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed, but they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. They had 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock.
Words written by Graham Greene, spoken by Orson Welles to Joseph Cotton, 1948's The Third Man. Great movie.
Great character. Great actor. Yeah. Great character.
Where is Orson Welles from?
Baltimore.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh, I love it.
It's like Marlon Brando. You would think Orson Welles was some from some area, some not upper crust, but some, you know, right. erudite kind of
refined.
Yeah, you're from like, you know, the Upper East Side or something. Like, same thing with Marlon Brando. You seem like that. You think, okay, maybe he's from like the South Bronx or Brooklyn or near, from Omaha. So actually, Henry Fonda's mother and Marlon Brando's mother were really good friends. They grew up near each other in Omaha.
Nice.
And Wally Cox. That's why Wally Cox and Marlon Brando's ashes are stored together.
Boy, I just saw a couple of Wally Cox on the...
The Voice of Underdog.
Yeah, no, reruns like 1964. He's so hilarious.
But yeah, Marlon Brando, when Wally Cox died, it crushed him. I mean, it's Wally Cox, Mr. Right. Peepers.
You know, and then one of the only reasons to watch that Hollywood Squares garbage, it was the old show, but he was like the funniest guy. Everything else was like set up.
Charlie Weaver was that was the Roseanne and the Arquettes.
Right,
that's their grandfather.
But he was funnier than is that right?
Yeah, his new last name was Charles Arquette.
I think Wally Cox was funnier than maybe Paul Lynde. Was,
well, those
and Wally.
Those were all fed. They
not all, you think it was all fed?
Yeah, 99%.
I think the actual comedians.
And here's the thing: half of them were hammering. Especially Paul Lynde was drunk 99% of the time. By Pete Marshall, Peter Marshall, the host.
Right.
His son played Major League Baseball.
The Cubs.
And Kansas City. He was on.
His real name is LeCocq.
Pete LeCocq, exactly.
There it is.
Very good ball player. This update is brought to you by the Prohammer Bat Kids, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with their swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably.
Nice.
Probably help you. Go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code
baseball.
You're going to get a great deal for the Prohammer Bat. We are going to begin with the Sunday night game. The Cowboys winning streak ends at 11.
Oops.
They got bookended. They lost the first game of the year to the Giants. They lose again. First time they lost by two, this time by three.
Weird. What if that's their only two losses? That's got to be funny.
Well, that happens.
Did that happen with the Rams and Niners? No, I don't think so.
No. That happened with somebody. I think it was one of those Steeler teams.
You know, I got a better one. How about you win the two games in the regular season, but the other team wins the playoff game?
Oh, that's happened.
But I can't
remember. Oh, that's happened. Baltimore's done that to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's done that to Baltimore.
Right.
That's happened.
That's a great one.
That's happened with the Jets that's happened with Miami and Baltimore Colts. Oh, that's happened. That's happened. That's happened plenty of times.
Now the third game. This one counts.
Yeah, that's why they say it's tough to win three against the same team. Any event, that's why in the NFL, Pittsburgh goes into Orchard Park. That's where the stadium is. 27-20. It was Pittsburgh who now is on top of the AFC North. And that's only because the Ravens are a game.
Half a game.
Yeah, half a game, yeah, exactly. But that half game pushes them out of the playoff contention, so they have to beat the Pats on Monday. So anyway, 27-20, your final there. Washington goes into Philly. Philly looked pretty. Carson Wentz didn't look that bad, but they lose again, 27-22. It was Washington over Philly.
Did they eke into that playoff picture a little?
Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tennessee, 13-10 over Denver. Figure that one out. That was in Tennessee.
Tied for first.
There you go. Yep. Elsewhere, it was Minnesota goes into Jacksonville. And 25-16. Minnesota actually had to come back at one point. It was 0-0 before the game started. Elsewhere in the NFL on your Sunday, Miami, Ryan Tannehill maybe done for the year. Blown out ACL. He got tackled low. 26-23. They're going to wait till Monday to let us know on that one. Carolina, they take care of San Diego. 28-16.
Wasn't that like 26-0?
And the Thunderbolt and Lightning are now 5-8 on the season. Cleveland falls to 0-13. Cincinnati 23-20 in the 23-10 that is in the Battle of the Buckeyes. That game was in Cleveland. Well, it was snowing. Detroit 20-17 over at Dub Bears. Elsewhere in the NFL, it was Houston. Man, Indy's letting it slip away. 22-17. It was Texans over the Colts. Atlanta squeaks by the Rams 42-14, and Green Bay is all of a sudden an NFL team with a 38-10 over Seattle. Tampa 16-11 over New Orleans. New Orleans just couldn't get those hits in the late innings. And, so the Niners are up 14-0 in the first.
Yep.
They're up 17-3 at half.
Marching to victory.
And against the Jets. This is not against a good team. Yes. This is against the Bears. So you figure the Jets are incapable of scoring 20, you know. Nope. Overtime win for the Jets. Just end the season. The Niners have now lost it. Franchise record 12 in a row. Trent Baalke on the block, and they're saying Chip Kelly may be next. Not that neither of them under, you know.
I heard New Yorkers flooded the streets.
Yeah. By the way, Russell Westbrook scored 36 against the Celtics in the NBA scores, but no triple double. His streak ends at 7.
What's wrong with your Celtics? They're kind of iffy this year. Last week they played Houston.
Can I do the rest of the score? Oh, that game, boy, they screwed the pooch on that one. Don't get me started on that.
Okay.
Philly's won. My God, Philly won again. This time, Detroit. Okay. In Detroit, hang your heads in shame. 97-79. OKC 99-96 over my Celtics. The Dubs, they avoid back-to-back losses. in Minnesota, 116-108, your final there. It was a good ball game between New Orleans, 120-119 over Pahonix. That's the capital of Arizona. And the Knicks go to La La Land, take care of the Lakers, 118-112.
Winning on the West Coast. What's up with that?
Or living on a prayer.
On the road.
And we're living on a prayer. NHL scores as we sashay over to the frozen ponds. We tend to sashay here in San Francisco. It's just what we do. Anaheim 5-1 over Ottawa. Washington shuts out Vancouver at the phone booth in D.C. Your final score there was 3-0. Elsewhere, Philly, overtime win. Philly goes into Detroit in basketball and wins, and they go into Detroit in hockey and win.
Nice.
Philly likes Detroit. 1-0, your final score. That was in overtime. Elsewhere, it was Minnesota 3-1 over San Luis. The Rangers, Jersey, all the Devils had to do was just go through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Move back to San
Francisco. Come up from Newark, go through Weehawken, and it got beat 5-0 by the Rangers. Colorado 3-1 over Toronto. Elsewhere, it was Chicago 3-1 over Dallas, and Edmonton 3-2 over Winnipeg. Top 25 college hoops. I'm sure you're all interested in that.
They're all blown, yeah.
No.
Was there any upsets?
There damn near was. Tennessee almost tripped up number six North Carolina. Seven North Carolina had to hold on, 73-71. There wasn't a one upset kind. Florida State beat number 21 Florida, 83-78. Elsewhere, Kentucky, 96-73 over Hofstra. Wayne Corbett's alma mater, that's in Long Island. That's where the Jets train, too. 96-73, your final there. Oregon, number 24, 65-56 over Alabama. And St. Mary's, California, they took care of UC Irvine, 84-53. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Back Kids, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. Even have a softball bit about that to help you with your swing.
Little bit. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Quick story. The jury has convicted Cardell Hayes, the man who was shot and killed ex-Saint Will Smith. It was a kind of a road rage kind of incident. They convicted him of manslaughter. It could have been a lot worse. It was a real weird story. As to, you know, the whole thing it rolled up. But, yeah, they got him for manslaughter and that. And Will Smith was – there's a whole story about it on Outside the Lines on ESPN if you get a chance to check it out on demand. But
he's doing time.
Yeah. You want him?
He's doing time. That's
He's going to I can't remember the name of the place now, the farm in Louisiana.
Oh, down there.
He begins with an A. God, I just went brain dead on it.
Oh, an A. Yeah. I'm thinking Cool Hand Luke, and it's not Louisiana. No.
That was filmed in Stockton, you know that?
Stockton, California.
That's where Cool Hand Luke was from, yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
See?
And they made it look like it was the South?
Yep. Well, in the heat of the night.
Right.
And that was Sparta.
Yeah.
That was actually filmed in Sparta, Illinois. That's part of Mississippi.
The only one I know is up there, Mill Valley, is the movie with Dustin Hoffman.
Mill Valley.
Bio movie.
What's it called? San Rafael was American Graffiti.
Oh, yeah. No. Wolfman Jack, was he the actual disc jockey in Modesto? Or
I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's a big thing on that. The
Wolfman.
Pat for the
Wolfman. All I know is this, when we come back, yep. Dave Kaplan from Comcast Chicago, we'll be talking Marty Terrell and Ken Miller from Marty and Miller, ESPN 1490, that's in Des Moines. We'll come back and do another update for you in a little bit. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. God help each and every one of you poor sons of bitches.
It's a work week.
Yeah, it's Sports Overnight America.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hi, this is Marty Trent along with Ken Miller. You're listening to Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline and SportsByline.com.
To Chicago and, we go.
Hey, Cap, we'll do the Cubs, Wade Davis, but listen, I know
well,
you love Jocko.
The White Sox just made a monster.
That's his huge trade.
We'll get to that, but closer to home, we're going to use you on SiriusXM tonight, but hey, listen, I'm down on Giacoletti, your buddy. He flat out quit. I mean, this guy's a quitter. I mean, he is a quitter, Cappy. And I'm not trying to piss you off because I love you like a brother. But I'm down on your boy Giacoletti. He just walked away, quit. Bye-bye, Drake. I can't take the heat. I'm out. See ya.
Well, unless you knew the circumstances or knew Ray.
All right.
I'm not going to even go there with you. He's one of my best friends, and I support him wholeheartedly.
Why'd he quit?
I think that's personal, but that's his business. I'm not going to go into his business. But I think you're going the wrong direction on it.
Well, just one more on it, Cappy. And I respect your friendship between the two of them. Him and the athletic director, Sandy Klub, walked out arm in arm, which kind of was strange to me. Would you say that was staged, knowing the circumstances as you do?
No, I know for a fact that Ray said she's the best athletic director he's ever worked for. He absolutely loves her. But
he did say that.
You know, for whatever reason, it didn't work out, and he wishes Drake well, and I'm sure Drake wishes him well.
You know the lay of the land over there. You've done your fair share of games over there. What does it take to win there, Cappy? Can you?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, I don't think it's the easiest job in America. I mean, it's not like you're playing in front of a sold-out house every night. That's number one. Number two, it's a good school. I mean, it's a really good school. So you're not going to be able to get kids in that can get into, you know, other schools that you have to compete against. And those aren't excuses. Those are just facts. And, you know, for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And, you know, Ray said they need another voice, and that's it. So they move on, and Jeff Rutter's a really good guy, and he's a really good basketball man, and I hope he does well.
Well, here's what bothers me, Cappy, is right in your backyard, and I know you, listen, what they're doing at Loyola Chicago should not be lost on anyone, okay?
In the Valley.
A lot of people want them in the Valley. What are we doing with this school? Nobody cares. Doing a hell of a job there, and Loyola leapfrogs Drake and about five other teams in that conference this year? I mean, let's be honest, that's a hell of a job there, and in Chicago, nobody cares, I don't think. I mean, maybe you can set us straight on that. But, I mean, Loyola Chicago matters in the Valley, and Drake and some of these others don't. I mean, that bothers me. I'm sorry. That bothers me.
Oh, I don't disagree with you that you should, you know, want your teams to do well. But it's a hell of a lot easier to recruit at Loyola Chicago than it is at Drake. That's just
why? Tell me why. Just academics? Is that what you're telling me, academics?
No. You're in the state of Iowa where it's Iowa. No disrespect to the state. I like the state. But they don't have the pool of players that Porter Moser has access to here in Chicago. It's just a fact.
You know, I don't know who that guy is, but I watched him last year, and he can flat-out coach. That guy can coach. I don't know who he is.
He used to be at Illinois State.
He can flat-out coach.
I actually recruited Porter when he was a player at Bennett Academy, which is the same high school that Frank Kaminsky went to and a bunch of other really good players, and I recruited him way back in 1985-86. He can really coach. He really gets after his guys, and they defend, and he's a really good guy. And he's done a really good job at a place. It's not that easy to win at Loyola because they also have elite academics, but he does have an access up to a pool of players here in Chicago, not only out of high school, but there are kids that go, I'm getting out of Chicago and I'm going to a big school, and it doesn't work for whatever reason. Well, they're going to transfer back home a lot more often than they are going somewhere else.
All right, we'll do the Cubs and the White Sox, but I think this is important. Derrick Rose, I mean, Mark Aguirre, and we could go back over the history of time. Mike Krzyzewski, in terms of coaching. Chicagoland has always been a hotbed. Why does college basketball not resonate there anymore? Or is that just a bad perception on my part? Because I look at the talent pool. I look at the guys that come out of there. I look at coaches. I look at players. I look at broadcasters. Chicago is a petri dish for great college basketball. Yet among the residents there, you kind of peeing in the wind there. Right or wrong, Cappy, on that?
It's a pro town. This will always be a pro town. You know, I mean, people get excited for October 15th for March Madness, or excuse me, Midnight Madness, and we're in the middle of the Blackhawks, who are elite, Dwayne Wade and the Bulls, not to mention the Bears are playing. Oh, and let me not forget that the Cubs were playing in the playoffs and were out to winning the World Series. So, you know, in these other cities, people are like, oh, I can't wait for Midnight Madness and college basketball. It's not the way it is here. And then, you know, okay, Loyola's going to have a really good season, and I really like Porter, but they're not winning the NCAA championship. DePaul is no good. UIC is still rebuilding. Northwestern has caught some people's attention because I think they're going to make the tournament, and Chris has done a really nice job, and his name carries some juice here. But even that, this is just not a college town. We don't care that much about college football. You know, we do. It's okay. It's great on Saturday. And then as soon as Saturday's over, we're into the Bears on Sunday and whatever else is going on. It's just not the way. This is just never going to be wired as a college town. Never.
Well, Chris Sale was moved yesterday. Adam Eaton was just moved within the last hour. What's behind this, Cappy? Did the Cubs winning the World Series jumpstart the Chicago White Sox in the city of Chicago as far as, you know, keeping up with the Cubs, perhaps?
I think that the White Sox realize, you know, you mentioned, you know, whizzing in the wind, and that's exactly what they were doing the last 3 or 4 years where, okay, let's go sign David Robertson for $48 million, and let's go give $36 million to Melky Cabrera, and let's go get this guy and get that guy. And they have pieces. They don't have a team. There's no organizational philosophy of guys raised to be a White Sox player. They just haven't done a very good job in that end of things. And I think they finally looked at it and went, what are we doing here? There isn't, you know, an elite group of free agent players. I don't even know if they could have signed them if they even had the financial wherewithal to do it. There just wasn't this group of players where you go, oh, my God, we have got to get that guy, whoever that guy is. If Mike Trout was a free agent, you dropped him into the White Sox. But there's one more great player at $200-whatever million, make the White Sox a World Series contender? I'd argue with you, no, it does not. I don't care what one player you dropped in there. Pick the best player you want. Put Chris Bryant there. Still not winning the World Series. So I think they made the right decision. Now they got to maximize the value. This trade of Adam Eaton today, phenomenal trade. Now, again, you're bringing never was, hoping they become big-time players. Lucas Giolito, he's a really, really great prospect. Yoan Moncada is number one prospect in the game. Michael Kopech throws 100-whatever. These are really, really good pieces to have. But Corey Patterson was the minor league player of the year and never made it. I mean, we've seen so many guys come and go that you go, whatever happened to that guy?
Yep.
I mean, I remember when the Red Sox traded Hanley Ramirez for Josh Beckett. Everyone, oh, my God, they just gave up the greatest player ever. Hanley Ramirez has had a nice career, but do you go, oh, my God, Hanley Ramirez is the greatest player ever? No. So you got to get enough of these guys, 8, 9, 10 of them, and hope that 4 or 5 of them turn out. So
Cappy,
we'll see how it goes.
It.
I mean, I wish him well.
That's what Bob Ryan and Peter Gammon said, the same thing. Cappy's 1,000% correct. Here's the other thing, Cappy. You know, the Red Sox posted $50 million, you remember, for Daisuke Matsuzaka. How'd that pan out? And I like the sale deal. I mean, you look at all the categories he did it. But here's where I want to go with you on Soler. I think the Cubs robbed Kansas City. I don't care about his contract. Soler, 24, he may pan out. He's inconsistent. He can't play a lick of defense. And you got Wade Davis now at the back end of your bullpen?
For 1 year, though.
I don't care, Kenny. I mean, they had Adrolis Chapman for 1 year. How'd that work out? Pretty good, huh? Even though despite Game 7, he was a little shaky there. I like this trade, Cappy. I think they robbed Kansas City. I do. I think in defense of their title, they got the right guy.
I like the trade a lot. But if you want to play devil's advocate, what happens if the forearm strain, the flexor strain that Davis had twice last year, comes back and leads to an elbow injury, which many people think is a precursor to an elbow injury?
Yep.
And what if, God forbid, that happens and Jorge Soler goes out now getting to play in a much more low-pressure environment where he's being handed a job and plays every day, whether it's the outfield or at DH, and you look up and you go, that guy hit 31 bombs, drove in 96, and hit 275. Yeah. You go, wow. And they got 4 years of control locked up already at really low money in major league standards. And you go, wow, and the Cubs lost that guy after 1 year in Wade Davis, and he was hurt. So you got to see how this whole thing plays out. If Wade Davis is the Wade Davis he's been the last 3 years, yeah, it's an outstanding trade because the Cubs are in win-now mode. It's like the Red Sox giving up whatever they gave up, Moncada and Kopech and two more guys. What if those four guys go on to become, you know, Hall of Famers and the Red Sox win the World Series next year with Chris Sale pitching Game 7, do you think anyone's going to care what those guys become?
No,
do you think anyone here cares that Gleyber Torres is the number one prospect in the Yankee system and maybe he becomes this elite 8-time All-Star? Nobody cares because the Cubs have a ring.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Cappy, I want to ask about the Bears. It sounds like there's some Fangio's, Fox. Is there a schism there between those two, the head coach and the D coordinator? It sounds like there's going to be major changes in the coaching ranks after the season end. What's going on with the Bears?
That whole thing has been kind of a topic of discussion the last 24 hours or so here. And you look at that relationship, and today John Fox and Vic Fangio took the podium and both said, there's no changes coming to the staff, at least that's the plan. And Fangio said, I plan on being here in 2017, and we get along great, and we get the 7th-ranked defense, and we were 30th-ranked defense 2 years ago, so I'm not going anywhere. So I don't know if Mike Mulligan got it from a bad source, if he's correct and where it's going to play itself out. It certainly sounded like there were some issues, and we heard this a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that it was some shaky issues between that group. But it sounds like, according to Fox, he's not making changes. So we'll see.
Cap, one more before we let you go. Marty's playing videos. He wants to get back to him.
No, I'm not. I hit the wrong button. I apologize.
Hey, one more on the injury front, Cap. And I saw Jonathan Toews wrote a $1 million check to the community club that he played when he was a kid back in Winnipeg today, which is, doesn't surprise me. He's a great guy. What's wrong with his health? He's missed a ton of games, and Quinville seemed to be real. And I know coaches always are, upper body, lower body in hockey. But what's wrong with Toews?
They're saying it's a back, and he has said more than once that if this was the playoffs, he'd be playing. So it's not that debilitating, apparently, but they do not want to take any chances because of how important he is to this team. And they have the best record now. They have the number one seed in the West. They basically know they're going to get to the playoffs unless they fall off a cliff. So why would you rush him? If he's going to be A-OK and this isn't a surgical thing, and we're being told it's not, then you let him sit till January if you have to. Just make sure he's ready to go in April.
Good job.
You'll be ready to go next Wednesday, Cappy. When we talk to you then, we'll be waiting for you.
Look forward to it.
Our thanks to Dave Kaplan from Comcast Chicago, as well as Marty Terrell and Ken Miller from Marty and Miller, ESPN 1490 in Des Moines. About 7 minutes before the hour, 6.5 minutes before the hour. Oh, Michael Bean in the call in the background. Do an update next, kids. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, at TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Dear travelers, you going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Works for me. This update is brought to you by the Prohammer Bat Kids, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code baseball. You're going to get a great deal for the Prohammer Bat. Check this one out. The Stanford University marching band has been temporarily suspended through next spring after repeated violations of school policies. Okay. Violating policies of sexual harassment, alcohol, controlled substances, and hazing. They were booed off the field during the Rose Bowl halftime show earlier this year after offending some fans with its performance. It's Stanford. How could... All right. Fair enough. Oh, they managed to pull that off. All right. NFL. Your Sunday night game, the Cowboys, their 11-game winning streak down the tubes. Second loss of the season to the Giants. The first time they lost by two. This time they lost by three. 10-7 your final score. Excuse me. Elsewhere. It was Pittsburgh, 27-20 over Buffalo. Washington in Philly, 27-20 over Philadelphia. Elsewhere, Tennessee, 13-10 over Denver. Minnesota takes care of Jacksonville, 25-16. As my computer freezes up, just what I need. There we go. Miami, 26-23 over my Arizona. But Ryan Tannehill may have a torn ACL after getting hit in that game. Carolina, 28-16 over San Diego. Cleveland now 0-13 after Cincy beats them 23-10. Detroit, they keep on winning, 20-17 over the Bears. Houston in Indy, 22-17 over the Colts. Elsewhere, it was Atlanta squeaking by the Rams, 42-14. Green Bay is now an NFL team, 38-10 over Seattle. Tampa holds New Orleans to 11 points, 16-11 your final score. And the Niners blow a 14-0 first quarter, 17-3 halftime lead, losing overtime to, the of all people, the Jets just end the seasons. Your final score was 23-17 in overtime. That's 12 in a row down to twos for the Niners. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code BASEBALL. You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. God help each and every one of you people. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.